The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "As it was in Noah's day, so will it be when the Son of Man comes. For in those days before the flood, people were eating, drinking, taking wives, taking husbands, right up to the day Noah went into the ark. And they suspected nothing till the flood came and swept all away. It will be like this when the Son of Man comes. Then of two men in the fields, one is taken, one left. Of two women at the millstone grinding, one is taken, one left. So stay awake, because you do not know the day when your master is coming. You may be quite sure of this, that if the householder had known at what time of the night the burglar would come, he would have stayed awake and would not have allowed anyone to break through the wall of his house. Therefore, you too must stand ready, because the Son of Man is coming at an hour you do not expect." The Gospel of the Lord. Advent is an opportunity and a challenge to get in touch with the greater picture of our life. A journey from God, the Creator, through this world, and then back to our Maker. It is a period where time is the focus. Foremost in our thoughts is the immediate coming of Jesus Christ in 4 weeks' time at Christmas, or better, the remembrance of his coming, his birthday some 2,000 years ago. Born in Bethlehem, born in a stable among animals, visited by angels, shepherds, and kings, his birth was both unexpected and long before predicted. Unexpected until the angel announced to Mary, a young girl betrothed to get married to Joseph, that she would be the mother of a child, the Son of God, the Word made flesh. And predicted long before by the prophets, as we heard in the first reading of Isaiah. So it is the birthday of Christ, but unlike the celebration of our birthday when we are alive and visibly present, Jesus is no longer in the flesh in this world. Advent is therefore a time where we look forward to a future date to celebrate the physical presence of someone who lived among us in the past. Also in our thoughts is the second coming of Christ, sometime in the future, the day of final judgment. Both St. Paul in his letter to the Romans and Jesus himself in the Gospel speak of this day when the Son of Man comes. At the time of St. Paul, people expected the second coming to happen sooner rather than later. A warning, therefore, to start living decently. For we know that we shall see God, either at the second coming or, if we die before that time, at the moment of our death. That is when our time has come. That is when our time is up. So how should we use Advent? How do we get to see the greater picture so that when our time is up, we are judged worthy Christians? We do so by not just remembering that Christ, by the Holy Spirit, was incarnate of the Virgin Mary and became man, that is, was born all these years ago, like all people, in the flesh, out of a woman, but also by allowing the same Holy Spirit to let Jesus be born in us, in our heart, to become a true follower of Christ, a Christian. First by baptism, followed by confirmation, and lived out in our daily lives by celebrating the sacraments as appropriate, such as Holy Mass, confession, anointing of the sick, matrimony, and holy orders. This birth of Jesus in us will give both joy and sorrow, as it did to the mother of Jesus, our Blessed Lady, the Virgin Mary. Sorrow when confronted by those who refuse to do God's will, those who are trying to destroy life, those who kill anything and anybody in their way, those who live in darkness, those called to change their ways before their lives end in this world, before their time is up. The birth of Christ in us will give us joy of hope. We have in our faith that Jesus promised to be with us until the end of time. The joy to which Pope Francis refers to in his apostolic exhortation published last week, titled Evangelii Gaudium, or The Joy of the Gospel, The Joy of the Good News. For the good news is that we have Christ born in us. If we know him already, we will meet Christ at the second coming as a truly trusted friend with whom we have been in constant and continuous contact during his physical absence. And we shall be like him again, as he was indeed like us. Initially as a little baby born in Bethlehem, then as a young man as he died on the cross at the age of 33, then as the person who rose from the dead, having paid a price for us to follow him if we choose to do so, then as he appeared to the women and men in his glorified body. This is the big picture. Use Advent as a time where we look forward to Christmas and celebrate with joy his birth, but also let us look forward with hope and joy of the good news of the second coming, the day of the last judgment, the day Christ himself will receive us in his heavenly home and invite us to be with him forever and ever.